If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Getting right back into things here on Fesco and Dusty. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco and Dusty, like as all with you on a wonderful Wednesday afternoon. Going to be another hot one out there. Something pretty special last night happened in the White Sox game.
I mean, this only baseball gives you these moments, don't they?
His most crucial at bat of his first game. Sends it in the air to left. It is back near the wall. It is over the wall for a game-winning home run. How about that? Talk about drama. Talk about theater.
What a ball game. And what a Major League debut for Montgomery. Braden Montgomery, remember the name. This guy can play. He's a member of the organization, brought up as a first-year player, the 12th first-year player for the Sox this year.
His new teammates, some of whose names he may not yet know, all waiting for him at the plate.
What an amazing game.
That's such a good line from Bob. All of his teammates waiting for him at home plate, a bunch of which he doesn't even know their name. Yeah.
It was a great line because I picked up on that too. I'm like, that is a pure Costas line.
Yeah. And that color guy needed to get the hell out of the way.
That's Steve Stone, though. He's their guy. Costas was doing the game last night. I don't know if you guys noticed the graphics. They were doing like an 80s night last night in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
So they had all the graphics on the TV were from the
80s. That's what that was.
Yeah,
you're
looking at it because I was like doing this. Why is Costas on this call, right? And it's the Chicago broadcast. They brought him in for 80s night, for an 80s flair type thing. And
Very cool idea.
Right? And so they had the Costas just happened to be there because they were celebrating 80s night.
Of course,
and
that's the game.
Yeah, that's the game. And of course, it's Braden Montgomery, who's one of their biggest prospects, you know, I think number three in the country, prospect wise, comes up and look,
debut,
right? Hits that home run. And I mean,
you're good.
I mean, it's a game winning home run.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
What more can you
talk to you later?
I mean, like, you hit a game-winning home run in the 10th inning in your major league debut.
At home.
At home. Did you hear the crowd, the fireworks, the whole thing? It's 80s night. Like, that matters.
Did you know the even more special part of the story?
Uh-uh. What?
Oh, 2 years and one day after suffering a broken ankle during a Super Regional game while playing with the Texas A&M Aggies, Braden Montgomery hit a walk-off home run on his major league debut.
2 years to the day. Yeah. Unbelievable. Wow. Yeah, that's even better. I mean, again, baseball, right?
Is life going to get any better? Oh, just you wait, Braden.
Yeah, 2 years from today, you're going to do something that only we talk about in stories, right? And it is.
You get torn down, you come back even stronger.
You do, and that's great, man. Good for him. And,
yep, only 23.
The interesting part about Braden Montgomery is he is now the fourth of four players in the Garrett Crochet trade that the White Sox made to now be playing for the Chicago White Sox. That is their Zach Greinke trade. They made their Zach Greinke trade when they traded Garrett Crochet, and four guys are now in that lineup on an everyday basis, just like we had with Kane and Eske. And you know, when you make those big time trades with those star players like Garrett Crochet or you know, Zach Greinke, you better get people back in return that are going to help you. And the Royals nailed the Zach Greinke trade. Absolutely 1,000% nailed the Zach Greinke trade. And it sure looks like the Chicago White Sox nailed the Garrett Crochet trade, too, because all four players they got back in return are now in the major leagues. And that is, I mean, if you could get half of the guys that you get in a trade to find a way to get up to the major league level, that's a good thing, right? All four guys that they got for Garrett Crochet are part of this team now. I mean, that is a remarkable rebuild that went on in Chicago. And did it happen overnight? It happened in 3 years, basically, right? I think Chris Getz took over in 24, and here we are now in 26, and they've got 35 wins, and it took them the entire season for the last 3 years to get 35 wins. And here they are, man. They made some shrewd moves, and I told you guys at the beginning of the season, I think the White Sox are on the come, if you will, and they are. They've surpassed that now, and they are a power now in the American League Central, and that's what stinks. I mean, the Royals are playing better now, but they put themselves in such a hole, you're fighting off the White Sox and the Cleveland Guardians at this point in time, and the White Sox aren't going anywhere, man. They're a mainstay now.
Yeah, I was too busy jacking it last night.
And a swing and a ball well hit deep right field. Nimmo back. It's long gone. Goodbye shutout. Goodbye no-hitter. Jack Caglione stays red hot. The Royals are on the board. They're down 2-1.
Oh, and then
I know that I'm hard.
First pitch to Cags. And he drills it high in the air. Deep right center field. Headed for the fountains. It's a splashdown. Jack Caglione's second home run of the game.
I know that I'm hard.
An ambush swing for a two-run shot. The Royals have a 5-2 lead in the sixth.
Hello, America.
We'll get into that a little bit later.
When's he going to bat third?
Don't touch him. Just leave him. Just leave him there. Leave him there. Leave Lang where he's at.
What a stud.
Just an absolute unit.
What a
Jack.
Beast last night.
What a great game last night. 11-pitch walk, first of all.
Yes. To start.
Yeah, which is nuts.
Fantastic.
That's great. You think he'll be in the lineup today?
Oh, I don't think he's ever getting out of the lineup anymore. He's earned his keep.
He's earned his keep.
It's
yeah.
done. It has to be done.
If they start again continuing to mess around with this guy and not put him in the lineup every day, what are we doing?
Especially because they're actually winning some games.
They're winning games. Vinny's hitting good now too. I mean, all of a sudden he started to heat up, and this lineup started to heat up. That's why I've always called Vinny the heart and soul of this team. He got going. He's hitting over 300 in his last 10 games or something like that. Yeah. And this team is starting to play better right now. And everybody else is starting to play better in this lineup now.
6-2 in the month of June.
Mm-hmm.
Caglione is magma hot, as Scott Boras once described Eric Hosmer.
Yes, yes.
And
3-for-3 last night, right?
3-for-3 with a walk, a stolen base, two home runs that went the distance of 853 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And a double.
And he's there, man. He's doing it. But we'll get into that a little bit later as the Royals win again last night. 28-39 on the year, 4.5 now out of that wild card number. But again, you got to keep jumping teams. And last night, they finally jumped Boston. Now you just got to keep Detroit losing. By the way, is that was our guy, Tarik Skubal, was he pitching with like a vest on the other day? Or is he put on some pounds? Did you see what
I did not see that.
And his minor league, he's big.
Okay. He's always been pretty big. Barrel chested.
Yes, I was looking for that word, but
he
I don't know.
Like Roger Clemens for the Astros.
Okay. But Roger was always barrel chested too.
Thick.
But he had a barrel chest. Pettit had a barrel chest as well. I've got that. My grandfather had a barrel chest. He was short, stocky, barrel chested guy. And
yeah,
so,
those guys just stopped taking steroids.
Exactly. Real quick here. What is going on I-435 today? I mean, they are taking traffic and rerouting it in an insane way off the interstate like I've never seen before. People are going the wrong way. 435 at Eastwood Trafficway. Holy cow, pedestrian struck and killed.
There's your answer. Don't forget this year we have partnered with KCUC, who is donating $50 to Prostate Cancer Foundation for every home run the boys in blue hit this season. 1 in 8 men will face prostate cancer. Early detection saves lives at KCUC, Kansas City's largest, most experienced, and most advanced neurology team. You see the best in KC. Scheduled today at kcuc.com. $3,000 so far as the Royals have hit 60 home runs. Cags with two of those last night. So I don't want to sound hyperbolic, but is Mahomes losing his flair?
Mm.
So they brought out yesterday, because this is par for the course for football season, as we always do this as the season starts to ramp up.
Mm-hmm.
And it would appear that Patrick Mahomes is now sixth on merchandise sales. Above him is Jaden Daniels, JSN, Saquon Barkley, Drake May, and Josh Allen is the leader in the clubhouse of merchandise sold. I have noticed in the card industry that the buzz around Shohei cards have started to kind of decline, because now there's just so many and it's not as, you know.
The market's saturated, huh?
Fair, but also, like, at what point is, like, the top of the mountain? Like, yes, you can still get a one-of-one Shohei, or you can get something that'll be special in certain releases. I think today is the Bowman Sapphire release, if I'm correct. It's the 10th, right? Yeah, so they have their Sapphire edition. That's the last year's edition where I pulled a one-of-one prospect of the Marlins player that got me a $4,200 payday.
Nice.
Never going to see it again. It was my big hurrah. I've made it. It's my hole-in-one in the card game. Congratulations. You're lucky. But I wonder if that's kind of happening with Mahomes in the league, because, you know, does everybody have his jersey? Does everybody
have Mahomes' stuff?
Has he been here long enough to where it's like...
And I'll speak on that from doing charity auctions and all of that kind of stuff. For the last couple of years, I've told everybody who's doing a charity auction, you don't need to bring me a Patrick Mahomes jersey to auction off. Everybody has it. Mm-hmm. And I've been saying that, I think, probably for the last 3 years. You know, you go to, you know, our BMA Foundation auction. We've got Building Hope for Autism, you know, golf tournament that's coming up. And so, you know, we see all of these auction items that are getting auctioned off. people now are going for the experiences, right? A dinner at, you know, Jasper's with Dayton Moore went the other night and stuff like that, or a special dinner at a, you know, a chop house or whatever it is. Like, that's what people are bidding on. And so for the last couple of years, I've kind of noticed, like, the Mahomes and Kelsey jerseys and all that stuff, the auction prices have dissipated in a big way because everybody has that right now. And so I don't think that he's lost his flair. I think there are new guys that have come on for teams that haven't had, you know, their guy, like Drake May. Like, if you're a New England fan right now, you've had the Tom Brady jersey forever and a day, but now you got your new guy. So you're replacing all your Tom Brady jerseys with Drake May jerseys because he led you to the Super Bowl. Same thing in Philadelphia. I know Saquon's been there for a couple of years now, but people are still buying that jersey and still falling in love and trading in their Saquon Barkley Giant jerseys and upgrading to the Eagle one. And JSN, obviously, with the year that he had, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody had a JSN jersey, so they're buying that now. And number five, Jaden Daniels, new quarterback kind of on the scene in Washington, really making his name for himself. Mm-hmm. They have new jerseys now, too. So people are probably buying the new jersey of the Washington Commanders because they want that as well. So I don't think it has anything to do with Patrick losing his flair at all. I just think everybody's got everything from Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce right now.
Maybe that's the way to get some new uniforms.
What Mark, a genius idea, Mac. Yeah. Seriously. You want to sell more Mahomes jerseys?
You want some more cash?
Give us an alt jersey.
Yeah, it'll sell. Travis is still playing too while Kelsey's still in.
Yeah.
Buy that Kelsey one too.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Like hotcakes.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. They will, but I think that's what people want.
No, I agree
something
with that.
Different. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, we've just been over inundated with Mahomes gear and Mahomes everything.
Years.
It's now a decade.
Yeah.
It's a decade. And whereas Josh Allen's on that list, the argument would be, well, he's been around, so he hasn't had the same amount of push or anything. At this point, the NFL and it seems like national media is like, well, no one else has really stepped up. Mahomes is kind of, you know, wearing things 6-11. All right, Josh Allen's our guy.
Yeah.
Push him.
Yeah. And yeah. I'm sure there's, you know, Bills fans are still buying the jersey in mass as well. And it but he's a a player that transcends, a transcendent type of player, Josh Allen is, just like Patrick Mahomes is. They have fans all over the world, you know? And these jerseys, quite honestly, at like say they're $200, maybe people are saving up their money for a couple of years to make sure that they've got it so they can buy that jersey, because these things are expensive. Jerseys right now, if you're gonna
insane.
An investment, man. It's an investment.
No, yeah.
And so you want to make sure that when you invest in that jersey, that guy's going to be there a while. So that's why Jaden Daniels in year three. All right, he's probably going to be here a while. You know, you look at a guy like Drake May. Okay, he made the Super Bowl. Now I feel like I can invest in his jersey. And so people run out there and buy it. Same with JSN. They were a Super Bowl team too. So, nah, I don't think it has anything to do with Mahomes. Watch what happens this year. He plays great. I'm sure we'll probably see a spike.
See you back.
People go,
yeah.
I need more Mahomes stuff.
I'm sure the Haley Steinfeld thing helps Josh Allen as well. Similar to Swift and Kelsey. Not the same magnitude,
yeah, right.
But you guys get it.
Yeah.
Oh, movie
yeah.
star.
Totally.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You better believe it is a Wednesday, and that means it's a Fesco and Dusty poll question. And I was afraid to see the results because, you know, we have a lot of, you know, people in town that can be a little bit negative about certain things. Very simple question here. Does the U.S. soccer team make it past the knockout or make it to the knockout stage in the World Cup? And the answer is 60% yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So it's gone up a little bit since last time I saw
big
it.
Big time.
So,
I don't think they do.
Make it to the knockout
stage? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Any, like,
their pool isn't the strongest.
That is true. I was looking at that this morning.
Their first game is Friday night versus Paraguay.
Yeah. Maybe they do.
Should win that game. I don't know if you saw the kick over the weekend against Germany.
I don't think I did.
They crossed in from the corners, a corner kick, and it like kind of bounced around. The guy's like outside of the box and just hits a piss missile to the net.
Like that goal last night to make it 4-3?
U.S. guy.
Yeah.
Yes, I did see that.
Yeah.
That was sick. Yeah.
Yeah.
We lost. I know next to nothing, but I know one of our main players got hurt. Maybe he was a striker. I don't. Did you guys see that?
It's not Pulisic.
Yeah.
It wasn't Pulisic. I would have known that, but it was one of the younger guys, and he's not going to be able to play in the tournament now.
Well, so that stinks.
It sucks.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like Hardy's closing,
seeing
man.
For you.
Yeah. It really sucks. I mean, it really does. I don't know. Like, I think the biggest problem with sports in America today is our men's U.S. national team is never any good. And that's why soccer isn't big in this country, because our men's national team stinks.
Well,
he's going to join us next. Don't forget, later on the show, Allie Trost-Martin, you might remember her, down doing things in New York, all things soccer. So we'll get her on the show at 8:20. We'll have Jay Binkley next. and to see how stiff he was watching Jack Caglione hit bombs last night. Plus, we talk all thing mini camp with Mini Bink and Bink himself next on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
Bigger carousel right now, college football or the fact that every Hardee's is closed?
Well, that sucks.
You're listening to Fesco.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
And Dusty, brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. Your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.